Hello, everybody. Matt Mentley with the It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia podcast that nobody asked for. We're doing it. And we are going through each episode, our favorite moments, our least favorite moments, and then we also get to who won the episode characters and what our favorite quote is to Sherpa us through season 11. Very funny and my good friend, Frida Beckerman. How are you?
Hi, thank you so much for having me. You're also very funny. And I don't recall us doing the worst moments of the episode.
Sometimes we'll rip on it a little bit, yeah.
Okay.
We've had moments where we've been like,
I just don't think it's a segment, you know what I mean?
I mean, we can start whenever we want to. But we're cranking through. We got two more to go.
Two more.
I mean, I'm just going to tell you haven't seen him in a while. Let's just tell
it
people.
Has been four years. You watched years all these since we last recorded.
I don't know why you thought we were just going to do all in one day.
Yeah.
But you watched the whole season, so we're coming back.
I
watched it last night, so we'll be fine. But why don't you tell us what season 11, episode 8 is all about? And what is it called?
Oh. Thank you for asking. It's called like something like The Gang Catches a Leprechaun.
This is not scripted, folks. We're just coming off the top of our dome.
That's why you got me. So the gang is about to have St. Paddy's Day, the most profitable day of the year for a bar.
Of course, of course. Especially that bar.
An Irish bar. So they start to think of ways to make some money, and one of them is the paddy wagon. In addition to that, as the title would suggest, Charlie captures what he thinks is a leprechaun.
Yeah. And it gets a little dark from that. I mean,
pretty dicey.
let's dive in because I love the first thing they do each episode always fascinates me. And it's usually one of the gang members calling everyone around them. So this one's no different. Dennis starts the episode, gather around everybody, gather around, a classic Dennis gather around moment, tries to explain the paddy wagon to him. He knows he doesn't have much time here. And the gang just goes, Frank's going to fall asleep. And he is just like, he knows that he doesn't have much time. They keep derailing him, of course. We get a great Dennis freak out. But yes, his thought, and I wanted to ask you about this.
Okay.
What do you think about Dennis's idea? Paddy wagon. So he wants to have a paddy wagon to
transport customers in and also drink in the van.
But he wants them to like get social media and do that kind of shit. I think it's, if they just tweak the idea, and they do say it at the end, I guess, spoiler, if this is an Uber type service where you also get to have a beer in between bars, sign me up for that.
That's actually a good idea. I would do that in Philadelphia.
They're almost at a good idea, but anyways, again, getting ahead of myself. But Dennis wants to have this mobile patties, and what is Charlie focused on?
Catching a leprechaun. Which he thinks is real.
Everybody's like, stop it. You do it every year. Just fucking stop it. So that's how we get into the first thing I wrote about the next scene is Dee is dressed as Crazy Patty.
A character we've seen before.
Yes.
In a few episodes. Dee's impressions are legendary. She's so good at impressions. Everyone loves them. She wants to be an actor, you know. She sees herself as this, I would say, offensive Irish character. I don't know. The Irish are white, so like you can make fun of them.
They're right on the fringe, right? They're right on the fringe.
I'm crazy,
Patty.
Yes. From D.
So, yeah, Dee's trying to just be an actor at all times, do impressions. That's pretty much one of her only games that she has in the entire series. But it works here. It works because it works to annoy Dennis, of course. And that is always what we want. So here is a very L.A. thing. So, folks, if you do not live in Los Angeles, California, please skip this part. But I do need to talk about it because the year is 2016. They have an exterior shot where they are out Well, they're looking at the Paddy's wagon.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
So.
On the street.
You can look at, because now that area is luxurious homes.
Oh, really?
And so in 2016, there's construction behind them. Hmm. Nothing is, so you can see kind of this transition from warehouses in season one to nothing for a little while because they bulldozed it to now in the new seasons, people are walking their dogs and shit like that in that area.
Yeah.
And they chose it because it was so shitty over there. And in those early seasons, it does look pretty rough. You could just tell by the background of that little downtown neighborhood.
Yeah, I've been there outside the exterior a couple of times. And, you know, it's downtown LA. It's mostly warehouses. It looks like it could pass for rough, but not.
But exactly. It's gotten real nice. So anyways, welcome back, everybody who is not from Los Angeles, California. I just needed to... So 2016 is where we're at right now, which was 6 years ago, which is insane. So they're building stuff behind them. So we get to, like, Charlie drinks paint. I want to talk about that next. So he comes back. He's talking to Mac, and Mac is like, did you drink paint?
Because his tongue is green.
Well, that's the thing. He's like, stick out your tongue. And he slowly sticks it out, and it's all fucking...
He's been eating paint.
So let's circle back to Dennis and the paddy wagon. So people, I guess that is the theme of this. People think it's a ride share. Because this is around Uber time is starting out, 2016. We are getting used to this
2016
stuff.
Uber was...
The Wild West.
End all be all. It was...
It was like $4.
Yeah.
Those were the fucking days.
Oh, man.
So everybody thinks it's a ride share. They're like... So eventually, Dennis has to reluctantly be like, fine, we'll give you a ride to the next fucking bar. Let's go. Like, he gets all pissy with them. They get on there, and he's pushing this technology. So that's the thing. I don't know if I necessarily connect with this storyline. Because it's like, why is Dennis he doesn't fucking know jack shit. He can't even get the thing online.
You know what I've actually noticed about, you know, these episodes and this season specifically, is they're starting to get into more topical material.
Yeah, right.
You know, current events, things like that. You know, the election was around this time. There's a lot of, like, you know, Trump references, MAGA. The show is going in a more, like, you know, pop culture direction that
I've
noticed.
Well, that's true. That's true because that, again, 2016 is kind of where technology is changing in that way.
Yeah.
Again, it's Ubers. It's fucking all this stuff, and it's super cheap. They're giving away rides. So, yeah, that's the thing. I guess you're right. Maybe that's why I don't connect with it now, but maybe at the time I thought it was funnier.
Because
it was like, of course Dennis would want to get on a trend then.
Do you remember mustache rides? That was the Lyft advertising campaign.
I didn't know which context you meant that in.
When Lyft first came
out. Don't Google that.
They were like, we'll give you mustache rides. And then their icon was a little mustache. I don't know why they got rid of it.
I do remember that. And that honestly, again, that's like 2014. That's 2013 at this point. So it's almost... And now, of course, everything is super expensive and jacked up, and they don't treat their employees well. Awesome! Let's go back to 2016, folks. I miss it. It was better times. All right, so Charlie drinks paint. Dennis is getting pissed because he can't get online. And I don't know why I was shocked by this, but it did shock me a little bit. Dennis just whips out a gun. Whips out a handgun.
Yeah, it's a great Dennis move. So on character.
I'm like, holy fuck. So they take him out to the middle of nowhere, apparently, in the forest, drop him off, steal everything.
Yes. How else did you think this was going to end?
I mean, so they...
It's how they heighten.
It is one of those things, though. It's like, how did they not get in trouble for this or whatever? It is... We are at the point where it's like, they had to have been arrested for real. Anyways... So they rob everybody. So we go back to the bar, St. Paddy's Day, and what's happening? It's rocking.
Yeah. Yeah, it's busy.
They're super
rarely
fucking
busy.
I wrote that as well. You don't see the bar very busy very often. Very special episodes. So it's only Mac up there. And So this is the part. All I wrote was this poor little person is just stuck on this fucking thing for that whole scene in a yoga pose. I mean, that must have sucked to shoot.
Looking at the trivia, maybe this is going to come up because you already wrote it down or whatever.
No, but, please trivia it up.
It's supposed to be a nod to Pulp Fiction. You know, he trapped the gimp or whatever in the basement. So he's trying to do like a little, gimp. You know, in Pulp Fiction. There's like a gimp. Did you see the movie Pulp Fiction?
Wait a second. Are you getting ahead to the Reservoir Dogs part?
Oh, yes. That's what I meant.
When he's stuck, his face is like stuck on the sticky stuff, I guess.
Look, I Googled this like an hour ago, okay? Yeah. Like, I got my references mixed up. You can edit this out.
I don't edit these things. I shoot to live. Mistakes and all. So again, it takes a little dark turn already right here because Mac is like, let's beat him up. That's the first go-to.
Yes. For them, yeah.
For physical harm for this guy. Ugh. So then...
do you think they could do this today?
I mean, it's still up. They've taken a couple episodes down off of Hulu. I mean, this is still up. We're still good. I guess we're good. So... they realize that this is they still thinking it's a leprechaun, right? So they get wishes, okay? And this is probably the quote of the episode because Mac wishes, because some hose is on the ground. So they're like, oh, I wished for a hose. They can grant wishes, right? So then immediately Mac goes, I wish I live forever. And Charlie goes, I wish you don't. How do you like that? And they give this fucking huge fight about it. Why'd you do that? And just, it was, why didn't you wish you could live forever? A great, great Mac and Charlie. I don't know how it ended, but why would Charlie wish that? They really do hate each other. Is that the motif? The gang just fucking really at the heart of it hates each other.
Yeah, and that's how they, you know, that's how they puncture the episode, you know? They just know their characters so well at this point. Oh, it's like everything they do, you're saying, oh yeah, that makes sense. Mac would wish to live forever. Charlie would spitefully say, I wish you don't.
So we go back to the Paddy's wagon and Dee is... switches characters to a beaten, drunken Irish wife.
Yeah, Dee is not staying in character.
And they have women customers in this thing now, and they're getting really bummed out, and they start crying. They're crying. Dennis is trying to take pictures of them. They think Dee's actually hurt. Like, has this man hurt you? And, oh, dear God. So they start crying. They go out and they rob them. So we're two robberies in.
Yeah, they think, might as well, right? We're already this far.
Where are the Philly cops? That's all I'm saying. And they're just, they're around in a huge fucking green van.
It's St. Paddy's Day. They are busy.
I guess so, but come on. They should have gotten arrested. So I go back and we are, let's see, poor little person again. He's strapped into a chair. And now, he's still on the mat because they realize Mac and Charlie are still down there. And that's why I felt bad for him because it is like a yoga pose. It's tough. Yes. It's like a downward dog position. So they...
It's an awful thing to do.
The guy says... Hey, I am a leprechaun, okay?
Yeah.
And I got a pot of gold at the end of the rainbow, right?
Makes sense. So
Mac immediately goes to the rainbow at the end of this gay bar.
Yes, the rainbow.
Insists to go alone.
Because Mac is out at this point.
Not yet. That's why. It's coming in the next one.
That's right.
So he's like, I'll go to get this pot of gold, blah, blah, blah. So we go back to the paddy wagon and we have a little tease of the gang or of the three just kind of sitting outside the paddy wagon reminiscing. But of course, they're actually there because they're robbing people and they let them off in the forest again. So we're three, four, five, six, seven people in.
Yeah.
And they're like, oh, they're too old anyway. Why did they even pick them up? What the hell happened there?
They just know their plan failed, and they're like, might as well take this to the furthest point.
Right, right. Well, then, Frank ditches Dee and Dennis on the side of the road as well, simply by telling them, go get the cap and change it. But yeah, they keep robbing people. They're all there. So now we get to the scene, Frida. I've edited it seamlessly post. We'll go right to this.
I thought you said this was live.
It is. I don't edit. Charlie does the Reservoir Dogs thing with the leprechaun.
Yes.
Or with this guy.
Leprechaun who you think person, it is. Matt.
This is when it gets fucking dark.
Yeah.
He's just drinking straight paint, looking him in the eye. Probably my favorite moment is when he guzzled the paint down. Wants to cut him open to see if there's green in him, I guess.
Really fucked up.
And I wrote the end is a little flat. And we can get into it just for reasons to wrap fucking up here. But they're like, he was robbing people at the bar.
The leprechaun?
Yes.
See.
And it was just kind of thrown together and it was like, you know, okay.
Okay, and but like, here's the thing is they've taken all of these story beats to their furthest.
There's really nothing to do.
There's nothing to do to top it except go back down.
They can't kill this guy.
Yeah.
We don't want to see Charlie killing a guy.
How on earth could it get worse? Other than, you know, maybe it deflates a little, but. You know.
Well, at the very, very end, I guess I wrote until at the very, very end, the leprechaun flies away. But we realize it's Charlie hallucinating off of the paint chips. Okay, Frida, who won the episode?
Leprechaun. Just,
why?
What?
Because
he got
away.
You
forgot what scene he was in.
He got away.
Well, it's the character. Who was the funniest? Who made you chuckle the most?
Mm,
we're really this far in and you don't know the rules.
Who won as in...
Okay.
I'm going to go with Dennis for pulling that gun. Pretty funny. Pretty funny. And he got away with kidnapping all those people, I guess.
He does have a lot of good freakouts because especially with technology... When he gets mad about... The computer and like he can't get online or even people don't understand what the hell he's doing. He just, even in that first scene, like I said, he freaks out because the gang just gets distracted and he gets pissed. All right, I can go for that. What is the line? I mean, yeah, I guess.
I don't remember, Matt.
I'll tell you
just
what it is.
Just tell me what it is.
And if you agree with me, some sort of eternal life, and I wish that you don't.
Okay, that's two lines technically, but I guess I'll let it go because I don't have a dog in this race.
Thank you for letting it go, and
we
thank you.
Pick your lines anyway.
Well, if you, I'm all ears. I'm all.
Oh, now
ears.
You're all ears. Okay.
I'm always all ears.
No, we always go with whoever.
We have 1 minute left. You can.
Let's talk it out. We always go.
Go
with whoever
you
think wins the episode because it's
right,
a vote.
Right.
But like,
it's also my podcast.
It's also your podcast, so you get to pick. So
you're here for counsel and to debate with me. This is going. This whole podcast is going to the Library of Congress. This is going to be official record. In the United States, okay? So if you have another line that you want idolized on this podcast, which will be in the Hall of Records someday, then please let me know.
I'm actually
30 seconds.
Matt, he used a voice modulator. Big reveals that he's been talking to himself
what?
This whole time.
No, people know who you are.
What?
So that's what we're going to go with. Thank you so much. So the next episode, we got a two-parter, and we're going to have to go through the season and rank them.
Yes.
So it's going to be a little longer one, but we'll be back then. Any final thoughts on Charlie Finds a Leprechaun as we get to the last episode?
This was a really solid season.
Well, we'll discuss that in the next
one. Oh, I can't say it now.
Teaser! Right. No, that's a great teaser. That's how you do radio, baby. So tune in to the next one. We'll go through the whole season. We'll get through the last two, and we'll catch you then.